Questions 26 through 28. Skeeter is a happy, friendly dog belonging to Mr. Howard Spiller of St. Louis. When folks inquire as to his background, Mr. Spiller explains that Skeeter is a sleeper. "You'll always find him sleeping behind the counter of the store," Mr. Spiller says. And it was not so long ago that Mr. Spiller and his wife were very glad that Skeeter is a sleeper. It all began when Mr. and Mrs. Spiller prepared to close their store late one night. They were counting up the money in the register and scarcely looked up as the front door closed. "Sorry, we're closed for the night," Mr. Spiller said. "We're not buying a thing," said one of the two visitors. Mr. Spiller looked up and into the threatening barrel of a pistol. "Just keep quiet and you won't get hurt," said one of the bandits. His companion began to fill his pockets with the money on the counter. Mr. Spiller involuntarily made a move to protect his hard-earned money, and Mrs. Spiller cried out in warning to her husband, "Give it to them." She meant that her husband should not attempt to save the money at the expense of his life, but the sleeping dog behind the counter understood the alarm in her voice as a command to attack the robbers, and he didn't wait for the command to be repeated. In a flash, the gentle, friendly Skeeter was transformed into a howling fury as the safety of his home was threatened. He flung himself at the nearest of the bandits with bared fangs flashing, biting, snarling, growling, as the panicky bandits attempted to beat him off with the pistols in their flailing arms. Skeeter flung himself at their arms, then next at their feet, nipping and biting and barking, and never giving the men a chance to set themselves against his attack. Mr. and Mrs. Spiller watched in amazement as the frightened bandits beat a retreat to the door. They flung out of the door. Skeeter had completely expelled them. The commotion he raised had made the robbery impossible because people were gathering outside Mr. Spiller's store. The bandits found out the truth of the proverb that it's best to let sleeping dogs lie, or sleep.